We learn all Shas, all six Siddurim of the Mishnayos of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda's times, when he came to learn Buksin in the Mishnayos of Buksin, that the Mishnah says, Isha Shekaveshis. Anisha, that's like preserving, that's like pickling. Yerek, a vegetable, the kedera in a pot. The Yarmulan, some say, Zaysin, olives, Shekivshim, Batarfayim, that they're preserving in their pots. Torim, it's Torah. Is almost in order of you to say about that. Havayu the Rav Shmuel kachazinan hocham. I see all the kasha that Rav Shmuel asked on this Mishnah. In other words, he did not know pshan this Mishnah. V'yanan, but Rav said, komasninim biyuksin tleisa misifta. We have 13 different ways how to learn Masechta Uksin. All right, turn over. When the Mill is saying that Rabbi said he was grazing with Tainus and nothing happened, rain didn't come down. So he asked him, I, when Rabbi Yehuda used to be grazing with Tainus, he davened right away and rain come down. And he said, like, we learned better than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't know Pshan the Mishnah Nuksin. And we know 13 different ways how to learn Pshan the Mishnah Nuksin. As Vyanan come Athninan Biyuksin, Tleisa Mesifta. Tleisa Mesifta means we have like 13 different Jerochim how to learn through the Masech Nuksin, like we know much more in learning than they knew before in Rabbi Yehuda's times. The Yilu, and still, Rabbi Yehuda, Kiyavi Sholof Chad Mestana, when he took off one shoe, or Samikva, the rain came down. The Ananos, called Savich Nakula Yoyma, we're davening the whole day already, for Lekha the Ashkech Bon, and Hashem is not listening to us. So, Imishum Uvda, Iiko the Chosamidi Lema. If maybe we did something wrong, like Rabbi is saying, maybe I did something wrong, if anybody knows something that I did wrong, please come and tell me. Avuma Yase, what should we do that Gederli Ador, what should the Gederli Ador say, Shein Dorin Doyme Yofa, that Rabbi was saying, he's a Gederli Ador, he's okay, but Mestam, the door itself, the generation, is doing Averis, because of the generations, that's why Hashem wasn't listening to him. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Choza Hanu Betrei, Rabbi Yehuda saw two people, Tevi Koparzi Barifta, they were, breaking bread, parzi berifta. Okay, Rashi says, Zorkim Oysam Zelazim. They were playing with bread. They were throwing bread like a ball one to another. His Omer, he said, Shema Mini Ika Sofa Bialma. Looks like there's too much food in the world. So the kid, the mom is playing with the food. Is Yoiva Ena, so Yehudla gave a bit, I and I in horror. Have a kafna. And there was a famine then. There wasn't enough food anymore. Omer Lele Rabbon and Rav Kana. So Rabbon said to Rav Kana, Braid the Rav Nechunya. Shoma Mar the Shchiach Kaimei, like you're friendly with Rabbi Yehuda, is Nase the Leifat the Pisrei. Let it make it that Rabbi Yehuda should go out to his door to see what's doing in the shuk. Let him look what's doing in the marketplace. Like let him go to your door to Somach Leshuk that's near the marketplace. Is Asiya? So he made him do that. He made Rabbi Yehuda come to his door, and he opened up the door. He saw the marketplace. Venofel Leshuk. He went out to the marketplace. Chozak Kanufa, he saw people gathering together. Omalhu, my high, how come you're gathering together? Omalhu, they told him, Akusva the Tamri Kaimi, like we're all fighting over one bucket, one case full of dates. The Kamis Davins are finally selling here. So in other words, Omri said, Shemamina Kafna Bialma. Now Rabbi Yehuda realized that there was a famine in the world, there wasn't enough food, and they were fighting over this one cup full of dates. Is Omale Lishmaya, so Yehuda told his Shamus, Sholofli Misani, take off my shoe. Sholofli Chad Misani, take off my shoe, I'll start to daven to Hashem. So when he took off one shoe, the Yosem Mitra, right away the rain came down. That's how much of a tzaddik that Yehuda was. Ki Mota Lemishla Fachrino, when the Shamus wanted to take off his second shoe, is also Elio Anavi came to him. And the Omer and Sedley, that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishalfis Achrino, if he's going to take off the second shoe, Machriva Liyalma, I'll destroy the whole world. In other words, so Davin, his tefillah will daven so much, like Chunya Magal, that the rain will keep on coming, and it'll drown the whole world. Like, don't let him take off his second shoe, don't let him daven too much. Omer Rav Mori, bro, the Bas Shmuel. He was the son of the daughter of Shmuel. I was on the banks of the river Papoi. I saw Malachim. the Idmo Lamalche, the Komaisi Chalo, Omalino Liarvi, Vebe Kimcha Tismida. Like I saw Malochim, that they looked like shipmen, like ship people, and they changed over the sand into flour. In other words, they made a miracle, they made a nest, and they made a whole a ship load of wheat come in. Is also Kuliyamul Mizman. Everybody went to buy the wheat. Is Amalu, so Rav Mori told the people, Mehol Tizvan, don't buy the wheat from the ship. The Maisa Nisimu, it's a Maisa Nisim, I saw a nest happen. Faisa is not so good to take from Maisa Nisim. Rashi says, Amalu Maisa Nisim, Uvamadi Yeshlus Rachik Maisa Nisim, Yosef Tevenachim. It's not good to have enjoyment from a nest. So since this wheat is really Nisim, really all it was just sand, and the Malachim changed it over into wheat, don't use it. But then, Lamocha tomorrow, Asi and Arvi, the Arabs came, the Chita, a whole shipload of wheat, the Pazina. So they had to talk about it, they waited until tomorrow, and the whole shipload came from that place that brought wheat. Rava Yikloi Lagrunya. Rava went out in the city of Agrunya, Goza Tanisa. Again, there was no rain that year, that time, so he's going to Tainis. Vloyasa Mitra, nothing doing, still the rain didn't come down. Amalu, they say, Kule Alma Betanisaichu. Like he said, everybody should be in a Tainis. Lamocha Amalu. Amalu is Baisu Kuliyama Betanisu. Baisu means stay overnight also. Like, don't, even though you fasted the whole day, keep on fasting tonight also. Fast till tomorrow. Lamocha came tomorrow, Amalu. Miyiko de Chazi Chilma. Did anybody see a dream last night? Lema tell me. Amalu Rebbe Lazar Magrunya. Lazar Magrunya said yes. I saw a dream last night that said like this: Shalom Toiv L'Rav Toiv Meribun Toiv the Metuvia Meitav Liyami. There is he getting Shalom Aleichem Makadosh Baruch Hu that gives a lot of Toiv to the world. So Amar, if so, then Rava said Shema Mina Eis Rotzni. I see right now it's an Eis Rotzin. Is Mi Boy Rachmi? He Davin very strong right now. Is Eis Rotzin to Davin? So Boy Rachmi Davin very good now. The Yosim Mitzvah rain came down. Who governed up in a certain person, the Yechayiv Nagda Beveidino de Rava. He had a chiyuv to get the Malkus from Rava's Bezdin. Mishum de Boyo Kusis, because he was Boyo Lashiksa. This Jew lived with a Shiksa, he deserved to get Malkus. Is Nagda Rava, so Rava gave him Malkus, Umis, and he died. Ishtame Milse be Shiva Malka. So the king Shiva Malka heard about this, that Rava killed somebody. Boyo Litzur in a Rava, he wanted to put Rava in prison. He wanted to put punishment to Rava. Is Amrla Ifra, Hurmiz Ime the Shava Malka, so Ifra Hurmiz, which was the mother of the king, Lebrua told the son, Lehevelucha Esik, don't start up with Rava. Lehevelucha Esik Dvarim, Ba'ad Yudoi, don't have anything to do with these Yudim. Techoman de Boy Mimurayu, Yoyevlu, whatever they ask from Hashem, Hashem gives them, so stay away from them, don't start up with Rava. Amalo Mahi, so the son asked the mother, what's so great? What did they ask that Hashem gave them? Boy Rachmi V'yosi Mitra. Says they davened and rain came down. So Amalo, so the king said, if so, Amalo Yehu, Mishum de Zimna de Mitru. That's no big spiel. The rain came down this time because that was the rain season. El of you, I want to see them do something special like this. El the boy Rachmi Yidna, let them daven today. But Kufas Thomas, now it's the middle of the summer, it's not a time to rain. In Thomas time. V'leisi Mitru, let me see them daven now and rain should come down now. So Sholchulei the Rava, they sent the message to Rava. So the mother sent the message to Rava and said, Kibun Daitcha, like Davin, very good. Or Boy Rachme, the Leisi Mitra, that rain should come now. So Boy Rachme, Rava taka Davin to Hashem, but Vloyos the Mitra, rain didn't come down. Is Omala fun of Rebbeinu Shalom. So now Rava said to Hashem, Elohim, Biosneinu Shemanu, Avosenu, Sipru Lanu, Poyo Palta, Biyamehem, Biyamekedim, Vonu Beneinu Larinu. He said, like, Beschus my office, that please help us. Is also Mitra and Echnaim, and then the rain came down. Ad Shofach Maziva, the Tzipur la Diglis. Until all the Maziva, all the gutters of Tzipurei ran into the big river of Diglis. So a lot of rain came down. Is also Avuha, is Chazle Bechalma. So Rav's father saw him in the dream. When Rav dreamt the dream, he saw his father. The Yomele, and he said to Rava, Meiko de Mitra Kai Mishmai Kulihai, like he didn't do a good thing. Like, what are you bothering Hashem so much? You're making Hashem make it rain now in the time in the summertime. Yomele, he said, so the father told Rava, you should know, Shani Duchtecha, change your sleep, change your place where you sleep. In other words, since you did this, yes, you bothered Hashem, there's a gzar din, something bad should happen to you. So to change your mazel is change your place of living. If you change your place of living, sometimes that changes your mazel. Is Shani Duchta, so Rabataka changed his place, he slept someplace else last night. And Lamocha the next day, Ashtichay de Marashim Pariah Bisakine. They saw that Rabba's old bed was full of knives. In other words, if Rabba would have slept there, he would have been killed that night. Because of the Svar, they listened to him, he changed places, he was saved. Rav Papa Goza Tanisa, Papa also was grace with Tainis. Well, he asked the Mitzvah, nothing happened, rain didn't come down. So Cholishli boy, he felt very bad, he got like a heart, he felt his heart was faint. Sarav Pinchas Adaisis, so he sipped down, he drank down, a Pinchas, a plate full of like cereal. Oh boy, Rachman, he davened to Hashem, Loyasa Mitra, and still nothing happened, no rain came down. His Omalei Rav Nachman, Barush Pashtasti, and he told him, like, he Sarav Mar Pinchas Achriti, if you take another, like, plate full of the cereal, the Daisa is also Mitra, then rain would come down, like, as if to say, like, what are you doing? His Ichsev, that made him feel very bad, Vecholish Daiti had a Chalisha Sadasi, he felt faint. And then he davened to Hashem with real hachna, the Yosem Mitra, and then rain came down. The Yosem Mitra. Then he davened with real kavona, then rain came down. Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa, heavy calls of Baruch, he was walking on the road. Yosem Mitra, rain was coming down while he was walking on the road. Omalafon of Ribbono Shel Olam. Kulay Bitzar, everybody is Bitzar. The Chananya, no, forget, Kulay Kol Olam, Kulay Benachas, everybody's enjoying themselves. The Chanina Bitzar, I'm walking in the rain, it's bothering me now. So Pasik Mitra, the rain stopped. Kimotu Lebeisa, when Chanina came home, Omri said, Lafon of Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulu Bitzar, the whole world needs rain. The Chanina Benachas, I'm home, peaceful now. Also Mitra and Echanami, then rain came back. And that's how great Chanina was. Omri Rab Yosef, my Ahan is late, Lusa, the Kohen Gadol, Gabriel Chanina Ben Doisa. Like even the davening of the Kohen Gadol isn't as great as the davening of Chanina Ben Doisa. The Tanam, we learned like this. What did the Kohen Gadol daven on Yom Kippur after he finished the Avodah? Tefillah Katsara, the Beis Achitzen. After he finished doing the Avodah, he davened the short davening in the Beis Achitzen. My Matzli, what did the Kohen Gadol daven on Yom Kippur? His Rovin, Barada, Verova, Barada, the Yarmut Havar, they both said, Mishmet Reb Yehuda, that what was the Tefillah, what was the davening of the Kohen Gadol? Yirotzen Lofonech Hashem Lokenu, Shetayashona Azul Geshuma, this year should be rainful. Ushchuna should also be dry. There's not too much rain, not too much heat. Shchuna ma'ay, for the Gemara, Shchuna ma'ayisi. Is it good to have heat? Adarab, griusi, if it's too hot, it's no good. Ella, the Kohen Gadol said like this. Im Shchuna, if it's going to be very hot this year, take a shuma, then it should be rainful. Utalula, and it should be rain. V'yal yichnas lefunecha, tefillah sayv d'idrochim. And the Kohen Gadol davin, that the tefillah of the Eved Derochim, the people that travel, like they daven to Hashem, don't let it rain. A guy that wants to travel on the road doesn't want it to rain. So that tefillah saw it shouldn't rain. So the Kohen Gadol said to Hashem, don't be mekabel that tefillah. So Mashma, that's what he had to daven. Vashenka, Nechlina ben Doisa, Hashem was mekabel his tefillah. When he was in Hiluch Derochim, and he said to Hashem, stop the rain, Hashem listened to him. So in other words, his tefillah was greater than the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol davened that the rain should not stop for the people traveling. And the Chanina davened to Hashem, the rain did stop. Rav Achob read the Rava. Messiah, he ended off Mishmed, the name of Yehuda, that Lo Yayid Ovid Shultanah Mede Beis Yehuda. She never leave the Shultan, the rulingship from Beis Yehuda. V'yal Yiyu Amcho Yisrael Tzrichel Nespane Zemizeh. And Klaius will not have to come on to have Panosah Zemizeh. V'loir Liyal Macha, they should not have to come on to another nation. But Klaius will have their own Panosah. This is what the Kohen Gadol davened also on Yom Kippur. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chol Yom V'yom, every single day, Basko Yoytzes, a Basko comes out. The American says like this, Kol Olam Kulo Nizom B'Shvur Chanina B'ni. The whole world gets its panos, like lives, gets its nourishment, because of this Tzaddik, Chanina. The Chanina B'ni, you know what he needs? What does Chanina B'ni need to live on? Daya V'kav Charuvim Yerushabbos Nerushabbos. From Friday to Friday, all he ate, from all he ate was just a dried out boxer, that's all. Because he didn't need anything. But because of his great chusim, the whole world had his nourishment. Have a regila de Vesua Lemechme Tanura. Her wife used to every Friday, like, light up the oven, come out the Shabbat of Vishadria Kitrisa, and she would let smoke come out of the oven, Mishum Kisufa, because they were so poor they had nothing to eat.